Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We're 3-3. We're 3-3 right now. You know, in the next hour, in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, of course, we take you to Plentywood. We take you to Lewistown, Glendive. You know, that's when we're on 20-plus signals across the state. But here in this 8 o'clock, this extra hour of Montana Talks here, we're 3-3. We've got an Eastern Congressional District in Montana, and we've got a Western Congressional District in Montana. And right now, with this extra hour of Montana Talks, we've got Billings, Livingston, and Great Falls on the radio for the Eastern Congressional District. And for the Western Congressional District, we've got Bozeman, Butte, and Kalispell. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke is the Western Congressional District Congressman here in Montana, but of course he's represented the entire state when we had just one member of Congress in the past as well. Congressman, hey, good to have you calling back into the show. I got a chance to chat with you earlier this morning, but now we can take some phone calls.
Absolutely. You know, and we talked off break about the Veterans Administration now wants more money. But I sit on appropriations. We funded the Veterans Administration more than they asked for. More than they asked for to make sure we honor our commitment to our veterans. Absolutely. And now, last minute, they want more money. This is a leadership issue. It's not a money issue. It's a leadership issue.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I had a message that came in on our Montana Talks app from Jack in Belgrade. So the VA can't find any money to fulfill their promise to veterans, but the DOD just found $8 billion for Zelensky, I mean Ukraine. He says, in the words of Arsenio Hall, sounds like one of those things that make you go, hmm. But yeah, if only we had a chairman of the Senate VA committee that was holding these bureaucrats accountable. It's crazy.
Well, we found $200 billion and shipped it over to Ukraine. So, come on. But yeah, it's a leadership. Look, the VA, we want an excellent service. We want choice. You know, we want to honor the commitment. But when you have a VA that's broke, and look, they are broke. They're spending money. They don't know where it's going.
Bonuses to VA bureaucrats. They're giving millions of dollars in bonuses to some of these failed bureaucrats back in Washington. And meanwhile, wait times have gone up again across the country, even in Montana. And John Tester and Joe Biden and Kamala are in charge of this whole deal.
Well, look, you know, the VA is a Montana issue. And we've had, you know, a number of directors, you know, unstable leadership. And we need to focus on making sure that, look, we honor the commitment. And not all veterans are victims. So, you know, you look at what's going on with PTSD, you look at TBI. There's a lot of issues these veterans face. But when the system, you know, is rudderless, but there are some wins, though. They were going to disable, you know, Montana's ability for lifelike for veterans. And the VA recently postponed their decision.
Well, that's great to hear. Hold that thought, Congressman Zinke. Let's talk about more of those wins that you've seen back there. Plus, we'll take your phone calls, 406-294-0970.
Securing America.
Congress has passed a continuing resolution to continue funding the government through most of December. But that doesn't please the military, which still has to operate under the terms of the fiscal year 2024 budget. As the more than $852 billion budget request for fiscal year 2025 has yet to be approved. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin releasing a statement Thursday claiming the CR will, quote, create uncertainty throughout the U.S. military and put us at a strategic disadvantage. In letters to both the Senate and House Appropriation Committees last week, Army Secretary Christine Wormuth stated that operating at 2024 levels would cause delays in over $8 billion worth of investments, including air and missile defense programs and munitions production. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall has warned the CR would impact modernization projects, and Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro warned about delays in constructing America's newest submarines. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The federal indictment of New York City Mayor Eric Adams, ironically a former police captain, is getting a huge amount of attention, in part because New York is the media capital. Everybody can cover this just by going downstairs and going over to City Hall. He is saying he did nothing wrong. The indictment charges him with bribery, fraud, soliciting illegal donations from the Turkish government in exchange for helping the Turks open a consulate that the fire department says was not safe to open. And there were also upgraded flights and luxury hotel rooms and so on. This is getting a huge amount of attention, in part because there are calls for him to resign. He is saying, oh, this is lies and it's been leaks and it's been unfair. But more and more people in New York City would like to see the mayor go. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Look, there are jobs being threatened right now. We've already lost hundreds of mining jobs at the Stillwater Mine. We can't afford to lose more. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Big rally for Montana Coal in Roundup, rallying for the coal mining jobs there. We could lose jobs by the end of this year. We could lose the entire mine next year if something doesn't happen. Details on the Montana Coal Rally, go to MontanaTalks.com, and I'll see you there Friday, 4 to 6 in Roundup.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I want to play a soundbite. I'll keep Congressman Zinke on hold for just a second because he's with us on the phone line so that he can hear this soundbite as well. Caden, lower that bumper music for us if you can so I can roll this audio in the interest of time. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. All right, let's go here. This is Democrat congressional candidate Monica Tranell. What was this, 2 years ago?
I've talked to the DEA agents here. I've done ride-alongs with law enforcement across this district, and it is a significant issue where we are, but where it's coming from is not the southern border. It's being made in China, and how it's getting here is a complex series of things that are happening, and shutting down the border is not going to reduce the fentanyl crisis.
All right, there you go. So you could hear Monica Tranell in her own words say that shutting down the border was not going to reduce the fentanyl crisis. Of course, she lost the race the last go around. Now she's changing her tune this go around. But Congressman, we know what you not only have said, but what you've done. The House, the Republican House, has passed some of the strongest border security measures ever. Unfortunately, Democrats are standing in the way.
Well, she said a lot of things. She said the Inflation Reduction Act was awesome. We've lived through that in the last three and a half years, and grocery carts and energy, and it's cost Montanans thousands. And on the border, it's clear. We need to secure the border. And this so-called bipartisan border deal that was touted by Monica, well, if you open the hood, this is what it did. It codified catch and release. Did nothing about process in third country. It allowed 1.6 million illegal immigrants to enter before he even closed the door. It was nuts. That's not an immigration bill. That's an amnesty bill. The House Resolution Number 2, that's the one, secure the border, process in a third country. You got to build a wall, and you got to make sure that we incentivize legal activity rather than illegal. That means incentivize visas, doing it the right way. Fill an application, get a background check, make sure you're good to go. You're not going to be, a deficit to society. You're not out of a mental institution. If you want to work hard in this country, then do it legally. Come on aboard.
Well, and again, for our listeners out there, we offered up the opportunity, and the opportunity still stands for Monica Tranel to defend this flip-flop, to explain her position not on that and other issues. She was supposed to join us on Wednesday, but claimed that there was a family health issue. But anyway, the opportunity still stands. But Congressman Ryan Zinke has been more than willing to come on here, take your phone calls, answer your questions time and time again, including right now. In fact, let's go to Ron in Big Fork. Ron, you're on with Congressman Zinke. Thanks for the call.
Congressman, I'm from Big Fork. Wanted to say good job going here, but I was really outraged when I saw that cheap shot Monica Tranel took when she got into your rental unit. How did that happen?
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, Ron, thanks for the call. Yeah,
My family, my wife and son own a condo at Bay Point Resort. Bay Point Resort. Look, Bay Point Resort is a resort, right? She fraudulently, and she entered the house and she filmed. She broke code. She fraudulently did it. What kind of a person goes in another person's property and films? And if she knew anything, she's a stockholder of VRBO. So look, housing is about the fundamentals primarily, and to say that VRBOs across Montana or corporations was driving up the cost, she's forgetting about inflation, the Inflation Reduction Act, high cost of energy, all these cost drivers that go into a home, and that's why prices across Montana have risen 43%. 43% in the last couple of years under Biden. No wonder.
Yeah. These whenever the Democrats throw out this attack, they claim that you don't live in Montana. And I'm like, you guys are morons. This is the dumbest attack line I've ever heard. They're like, well, he stays at the Snow Frog Inn. I was like, he's a Navy SEAL. That's what he calls his house that's been in his family for generations. I said, I know he lives there because it's a couple blocks away from Flint Avenue in Whitefish. I've been there. But it's like, these guys.
Aaron, you've stayed at the house.
I've stayed at the house. Yeah.
So is Christy Noem. A lot of people look. If she thinks serving our country somehow doesn't make you a Montana citizen, veterans, guess what? You're Montana. And if you serve overseas, you're a Montana resident, you're a veteran in Montana. So the knock that I'm not from Montana, I was born in Bozeman. She wasn't even born in Montana. So that's clear the air. But look, this is what they play. They play lies. This is what, Harris is doing from the very beginning. Now she loves fracking. Now she's strong on border. Now, and Monica the same way. Same thing with John Tester. Is that what Montanans deserve is someone that, we can agree to disagree, but let's tell the truth.
Well, and I think,
and let's work the issues based on look, this is where we stand. This is where we're going. Let's have a dialogue. But the lie up front. Enough's enough.
Well, the thing is Brian Schweitzer would come on shows like this and he would tell you what he believed. And he would even argue with our listeners. And people respected him for being honest about what he believed and being willing to defend it. John Tester, Monica Tranel, Kamala Harris, they're all pretending to be something they aren't. And, Montanans will respect you even if they disagree with you. But this phoniness, zero respect from what we're seeing. All right, Congressman Zinke, hold that thought. We got another caller on the phone lines from Eastern Montana coming up right after this.
Military Matters.
China test-fired a long-range intercontinental ballistic missile into the Pacific Ocean on Wednesday. Although designed to carry a nuclear warhead, the ICBM test was carrying a dummy warhead. This was the first test of its kind since 1980. However, China's defense ministry offered little details of the test. But Beijing's latest missile has an estimated range of 9,300 miles and is capable of reaching the U.S. mainland. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said China warned the U.S. military of its test before launching.
Getting that advanced notification, and that further reduces the risks of any misperception and miscalculation, so we certainly welcome that.
Following the advanced warning, the U.S. military monitored the test using aircraft. The ICBM flew over the Philippines before splashing down into the Pacific Ocean. Tensions remain high between China and the Philippines after the U.S. military deployed a new mid-range missile system called the Typhoon to the Philippines. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Liz Frieden, Fox News.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The questions are always the same, be they in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy walloping the northeastern U.S. or following the second attempt to assassinate a former president. Do they have enough money and resources? Would the federal government provide sufficient money to help New York City and the Northeast recover? And so the question now lands on the Secret Service after a gunman tried to fire at former President Trump during a round of golf. Does the service have the money? Does it need more resources? Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe said his agency has done more with less for decades, and they also have immediate needs right now. But some Republicans disagree. No, 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 no. We don't need no more funding, said Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas. Still, some Republicans were more sympathetic to a cash injection for the agency. Will more dollars help? If Congress spends the money and there are no more security breaches, the lawmakers will argue the extra cash worked. But if Congress spends the money and something else happens, then Congress will likely do what it always does, spend even more money. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
It was probably the best toast at a military function I've ever heard. It was a great toast. It was a great toast. Yeah, this is a cool story. So several years ago, I think it was before he was even in Congress. Yeah, we were all at Ryan Zinke's house in Whitefish, and a bunch of us were attending the Devil's Brigade chapter, the Special Forces Association's banquet in Whitefish, right down the street at the Grouse Mountain Lodge. And anyway, Zinke gave this great toast in front of the whole crowd with the grog bowl cup in hand and everything. That was a great time. As you hear these absurd phony attacks, he doesn't live there. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, these people are crazy. Let's go right into the phone lines here. She goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Reelected. Hey, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in from Eastern Montana. Did you have a quick question or comment for Congressman Zinke?
I do. Good morning, Aaron, and good morning, Rep. Zinke. Thank you to our veterans. I've been reading stories and researching about veterans who've been treated terribly by our bureaucracy in the VA, sometimes unfortunately ending in suicide. I have a working theory that these things are happening because of what we call cancel culture, which oftentimes leads to suicide. What plan do we have in place to service these veterans once John Tester is retired?
All right. Thanks for the question. Let me cue up Congressman Zinke. Yeah, Congressman, go ahead.
Well, overall in Montana, I think the clinics are doing pretty well. Although when you walk into a clinic, it disturbs me a little. They have screens and it doesn't seem like a normal hospital. It seems a little, heavy on law enforcement and security. So that's not very inviting in some places. Our veterans, look, you have some real big hurdles out there. You have TBI, which I don't think has been addressed. Yeah, what the degree it is, especially troops that are around explosives, et cetera. The VA itself, I think it needs to be reorganized, you know, from the very beginning. Because the objective is, you know, quality care. It should be affordable in that the system should be, make sure it's efficient, delivering good service. You know, the government is having a hard time even transferring records from the Department of Defense, just a record into the VA. They spent tens of billions of dollars on this thing. They finally got, I think, a good company under a path. But, you know, overall, I think government needs accountability. Now, if I could point to one thing that's going on is that we're not holding people accountable. You look at Afghanistan. Who's held accountable? Nobody. We lost 13 soldiers. Could have been thousands. Who's held accountable for the missteps against Iran, which there have been several? Nobody. So we need to instill accountability in VA. I think we owe it to our veterans and the nation to make sure we deliver on our promise, but also have accountability when we do it.
Well, and if we run out of time here in this hour of the show, I got to catch up with you earlier this morning so folks can go back and listen to our, you know, Montana Talks podcast, where we talk even more in depth on Iran and the assassination threats against President Trump and much more. Next up on the phone lines, taking your calls, 406-294-0970. We've got Julie calling in from the Flathead. Julie, great to hear from you. Did you have a quick question or comment?
Well, I had a quick comment, a little PSA announcement. So October 11th is our Lincoln Reagan Trump annual dinner, and we will be having Mr. Ryan Zinke and Tim Sheehy, Jim Brown, as well as keynote speaker Kat Kamick. So we right now have less than 50 tickets. This will be a sold-out event. So it's a little shout-out to say if you really want to come to this, get your tickets now. I anticipate by midweek next week, it will be sold out. And we're excited, Aaron, we have you emceeing. But this is a great opportunity for people to come, speak to the people that are in office or running for office, ask the questions. We really have to make sure that we are not getting caught up in the rumor mill, but hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Yeah.
So this is a great opportunity to get a little Montana bougie dressed up and to come and to actually hear from the people themselves. And to be honest with you, I'm telling people, listen, bring somebody, you know, invite somebody that has just moved here or a millennial or Generation Z or X or whatever it is. We need this younger generation.
That's right.
To get involved on things like this, because we can't keep just expecting a certain generation to keep holding the ball.
No, we got to get more young people out. That's exactly right. Julie, I'm excited to see you and everybody else at the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner. That's going to be incredible. You did such a great job putting the event together. What was it? 2 years ago, I think I was there with you guys. So can't wait for it. Congressman Zinke, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, I think she was actually did an event with you a couple years ago. We got a chance to chat with her on the show, and she's incredible.
She's a wonderful member from Florida. There's some great members from Florida. You have Salazar out there, Cuban-American, and tell you what, the one thing about the Cuban-Americans from Miami, they understand the threat of communism, and there are no more patriot people than I can tell you the Cuban-Americans down in Miami about defending and understanding what communism means.
That's right.
Well, a lot of great members. Should be a good night. She's exactly right. You know, Montana, you know, we still have a conversation, you know, over a beer, over a Coca-Cola, over an ice cream. We'll have a conversation because we should.
Jim in Kalispell called in earlier this week, I think it was, and I kind of let him run with the hook a little bit. I just let him run with the bait a little bit. But, you know, Jim was an Obama voter. He's a Biden voter. He's a Kamala Harris voter. So, of course, he's a John Tester voter. But, man, he was talking trash about the pro-Trump folks in the Flathead. He said the Democrats, they're more engaged than you are. They got more signs up than you do. Now, I kind of think it was a line of Adam Schiff, to be honest with you. But nonetheless, I'm glad that Jim was poking some of our conservative friends, you know, poking them in the chest a little bit, because if that's what it takes to get people engaged and fired up in November, that's what it takes.
Well, too big to rig. You know, too big to rig. That came right out of President Trump's mouth. And, you know, in many ways, he's right. And voter integrity matters. And, you know, we have people at the precincts and looking to the polls and making sure that, you know, people vote once. And you have to be a resident and qualified. But, you know, too big to rig. So, and everyone's got to do their duty. If people don't think this election's important, I don't know where you've been. Maybe you don't love the country. But everyone should rally and a flathead. I am positive will do their duty.
By the way, speaking of young people, she mentioned, you know, bring a young person with you. I've got a young man coming up after the next break. You think you might know him, Congressman Zinke. He's a fellow veteran. He's an Army veteran, a guy by the name of Scott Hagan. They've got a deployment to Bozeman, Montana this weekend for the Young Republicans. So they've got, I think, close to 100 young Republicans that are hitting the ground in the Gallatin Valley this weekend.
Well, and he's former Army. That's even more impressive.
That's right. and a great combat cameraman at that. Let's sneak in at least one more call here. Lee in Kalispell, did you have a quick question or comment for Congressman Ryan Zinke?
Yes, Ryan Zinke, we actually met once when you were first running for office. You walked onto my place and shook my hand. We talked a little bit. I was working on my garden. But just what I was going to say, I was watching the news this morning, and they were talking about Netanyahu only has one legacy, and I completely agree. And I didn't even hear what you said, but what I said is survival.
That's right. Not just for Netanyahu, but for the Israeli people and for the Jewish state. Congressman Zinke, your thoughts, and Lee, thanks for the call.
Well, right now it's Iran, and to a degree, you know, the Harris-Biden administration has been complicit. They allowed billions of dollars to be circumnavigated to sanctions. And quite frankly, when Iran fired directly at Israel, intercontinental ballistic missiles, yeah, we shot them down, but we didn't go after them. I tell you, Iran's the one that's funding Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, and they're evil. And until you address Iran, you know, seriously, it will continue. And one more thing about Israel. Look, after September 11th, I don't care where those people were. We're coming down and we're hunting you down. There wasn't a place on the planet that you were safe. So I can tell you the state of Israel, October 7th, is the same. You know, on scale, they lost a lot more people. And look, you had parents being burned and kids and horrific. And I don't care where you are on the planet, if you were involved in the planning and execution of that operation, Israel has the right to find you. Period. I don't care where you are.
Well, wasn't the beeper attack, wasn't that just absolutely brilliant? The way they targeted the Hezbollah terrorist logistic network, they obviously, I mean, just a brilliant way to go after those terrorists and the most targeted
way. Well, you remember, you know, one of the persons that has pocket blow up was the ambassador to Iran to Lebanon.
Yeah.
So, you know, Iran has pagers and beepers of a terrorist organization because they're funding it.
And yet John Tester and Joe Biden and Kamala are allowing the oil money to continue to flow to the very regime that is trying to assassinate Trump, that has already assassinated American troops. And Iran was allowed to show up in New York City even after they hacked into Trump's emails, even if that after it's public that they're trying to assassinate Trump. And the Biden administration still allowed them to show up in New York City. Just unconscionable. Congressman Zinke, thanks for your time. As always, it's always fun taking phone calls from listeners.
Well, I get a report card every 2 years, and I got to tell you, I defend the Constitution, and I defend Montana, and I do my best, and I do my duty to God and country in Montana. So God bless, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds good. Let's see. We got Scott Hagan coming up after this, talking about this deployment to Bozeman, Montana, a national deployment to the Gallatin Valley, focused on 2024. He'll be up next, then we'll have time for your calls and more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's not just flip-flop flat top that flip-flops. Monica Tranel flip-flopping on the border as well, just like Kamala. The details, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, by the way, you heard Julie in the Flathead call in and tell you about the upcoming Lincoln-Reagan-Trump dinner that is going to be in Kalispell on October 11th. And, yeah, I have the great honor of getting to serve as MC that evening. By the way, that morning I'm going to do a live show from Northwest Parts and Equipment in Columbia Falls that morning of October 11th. So, and then that night, I'll be the MC for the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner. So that'll be fun. We'll probably have some more events that we can tell you about, not only in Kalispell, but I'm hoping to get to Libby and Eureka on Saturday the 12th. So yeah, Fawn in Eureka, if you are listening, I put out the call to the restaurant you suggested. So hopefully we can do an event that night from Eureka on that Saturday night. So but still planning everything right now, still ironing out the schedule. All right, we should be getting a phone call from Scott here any moment. Scott, if you're listening, give us a call on the studio line, 406-294-0970. Let me play this in the meantime here. This is something I've been wanting to talk about here all morning long. We got several callers, several calls from our listeners. We've got emails from our listeners, and they've been talking about George Soros. George Soros, the radical leftist, the foreign financier, George Soros, trying to purchase 200 radio stations all across America. And we know exactly what he's trying to do. The left already owns the mainstream media. They own the left runs Google, the left runs Facebook. So, you know, the communist Chinese run TikTok. The left runs most of the TV stations. So they want to shut down talk radio. They want to shut down your ability to be heard. And now the Biden FCC is trying to fast track the purchase of these radio stations by George Soros. Now, FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr made a very good point. He was on with Laura Ingraham last night. Let's listen in.
George Soros is asking the FCC to fast track his nationwide radio network takeover. According to the New York Post, foreign company ownership of U.S. radio stations is not allowed to exceed 25%, but a filing acquired by the Post details Soros is asking the commission to make an exception. Joining us now is FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr. Brendan, I spent 17 years in a great, great run in radio and loved every minute of it. But if George Soros gets his way, will they have the ability to basically silence conservative voices?
Look, this Soros-backed group is looking to buy the second largest radio station group in the country. We're talking over 200 radio stations across more than 40 markets. Some of them are in Pennsylvania, in Virginia, in Florida. The vast majority are probably, you know, music or sports, but there are at least a handful in those states that carry conservative talk radio, including Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Dana Loesch. And so I think there is a concern. Look, Congressman Chip Roy was first to this to sound the alarm that the FCC has been asked not just to approve this, but to approve it on a special Soros shortcut where we're not even going to run the normal agency process of looking at this foreign ownership rule. And I agree with Congressman Chip Roy. The FCC should not be creating this special Soros shortcut. And look, some of these same voices you just had on, they were silent when Democrats in Congress wrote to cable companies asking them to drop Fox News. They were silent when Democrat members of Congress asked the FCC to reject a conservative purchase of a Spanish language radio station in South Florida. So it's a bit ironic to hear them expressing these concerns now.
Now he makes another great point. They pivoted to another topic after that. They started talking about, well, let me just briefly summarize what else FCC Commissioner Carr spoke with Laura Ingraham about. She made the point that, you know, here you've had the Biden administration spending billions of dollars to deploy more broadband internet all across America, and they haven't hooked up one house. They haven't hooked up one home with this broadband internet. They're saying, we'll get that by next year. And FCC Commissioner Carr made the point. He's like, yeah, it's just like how they spent billions of dollars to build electric vehicle charging stations all across America. And they only built 8 of them so far, or something like that. And it's just like, wow. But boy, they're going to fast track some foreign financier, this enemy of America, George Soros. They're going to fast track him purchasing 200 radio stations all across America so that they can shut down American freedom-loving talk radio. But that point that he made, what you basically heard there were two of the things that we already told you about earlier this week on the show, that yes, George Soros is trying to buy 200 radio stations, and that yes, the Democrat-run FCC is trying to fast-track the purchase of those radio stations. But the other point there is they're trying to get special perks for George Soros because he's not an American. They need special waivers. So basically, they are willing to sell off the public airwaves to allow for foreign control over the public airwaves here in America, all across America. And you think about it, these radio stations that you're listening to right now are very important when it comes to broadcasting emergency information. I mean, think about it. The Democrats have us on the brink of World War III right now. What if Adam Schiff really hits the fan in this country? Look at all the terrorists they've allowed to cross our southern border and our northern border, too. What if Adam Schiff hits the fan in this country because of the terrorists they've allowed into it, because of, you know, the blinking lights that their own administration is telling us are blinking everywhere? And important public information needs to be broadcast, and you're going to allow a foreigner, an anti-American foreigner like George Soros, to own hundreds of these public airwaves across the country? That's what they're trying to fast track right here. These are the same people who have done nothing as the communist Chinese have purchased land near our military installations all across America. They are allowing the communist, just like they're allowing the Russians to dump palladium into our market, while American palladium mining jobs are being lost at the Stillwater mine. They are allowing the communist Chinese to buy land near our nuclear missile silos here in Montana and elsewhere across the country. They are allowing the Chinese to come in and buy our land near our military installations. They want to fast track a foreign financier, an anti-American foreign financier, to own 200 radio stations across America. And they are putting that on the fast track. Just like they put illegal aliens on the fast track to get health care while they are saying they don't have enough money to provide health care services to our veterans. Look, at some point, you have to call them for what they are. You have to acknowledge the obvious that is happening in America. They are willing to tell you veterans in Montana that they don't have enough money to pay for your health care services. But they'll put the fast track out there for illegal aliens. Montana already passed a bill banning communist Chinese ownership of farmland here in Montana, of land near our military installations. How come the Democrat-controlled Senate hasn't done that yet? Maybe because John Tester is getting a lot of campaign contributions from these communist Chinese-connected lobbyists and businesses.
What a slap in the face, especially to those who have served and sacrificed for this country. Hey, let me tell you some good news here. If you are a veteran, if you are somebody who has served and sacrificed for your country, and you've got a massive health care need when it comes to dentistry, you've got a lot of teeth that are giving you problems. You've got a lot of missing teeth. You've got a lot of failing teeth. And it's affecting, you know, your confidence. You don't want to smile when you see your friends. Look, let me tell you about this. This is a great deal. Our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental, they want to provide a free service. You can nominate a veteran today. If you're a veteran, you can put your name in the hat. If you know a veteran, put their name in the hat. If you know a veteran that could use dental implants for your upper set of teeth, for your lower set of teeth, Yellowstone Family Dental, people travel from all over the country to get their services. They're going to give a free service to a veteran. They want you to nominate a veteran, and then they've got a committee that will select a veteran to receive their free services. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com, and nominate a veteran today. All right, quick break. Back right after this. We've got the phone lines open for the 9 o'clock hour as well.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning
Maybe
Minute.
Somebody can explain what the hell this means, that we need to look holistically at the connection between housing and government incentives.
And looking holistically at the connection between that and housing. And looking holistically at the incentives we in the federal government can create for local and state governments to actually engage in planning in a holistic manner that includes prioritizing affordable housing for working people.
What the hell is she talking about holistically? We have a housing shortage in the country. Now, I say this, if you want to eliminate the housing shortage, maybe one way to do it is not allow 11 million unvetted illegal immigrants in. But I'm just saying...
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
One of the most amazing and consequential changes in the U.S. economy since COVID has been the changing geographic pattern of growth. The population of California is actually falling, and within the larger metropolitan areas across the country, the dense central business districts are hollowing out, and changes appear to be settling in to stay. On a state-by-state basis, the new clusters of growth are apparent. It's all happening, with only a few exceptions, in the Mountain West and in the South. Montana has recovered 149% of the jobs we lost in the pandemic, which is to say that we've grown way past where we were before the recession hit us. Utah is at 200%. There are a dozen states that have yet to recover what they lost, mostly in the upper Midwest and the Northeast. The worst is Hawaii, still 20% short of their pre-COVID job totals. How and why are these growth shifts happening? Certainly remote work makes some of it possible. Taxes? Crime? It's hard to say. It's also hard to ignore. I'm Patrick Burke.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for the power, performance, and reliability of a new SuperStart battery. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Schedule a test drive today and find out for yourself at Bob Smith Mazda, Central Avenue in Billings, and at BobSmithMazda.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, the phone line's open for you. Yeah, I thought that Scott Hagan was going to call right now. Maybe he was thinking next hour of the show. That's all right. Either way, we've got the phone lines open, 406-294-0970. But, yeah, they've got a big Young Republican deployment to Montana. Apparently, Young Republicans from all across the country are descending on Bozeman, Montana, and the Gallatin Valley this weekend. And it sounds like they're going to be out knocking the doors and more. Another reminder of how important this United States Senate race is here in Montana, to where these young people are saying, we are going to Montana, we're going to help, because if we want to save America, if we want to save this country, that path goes through Montana. Look, depending on which way the House goes, depending on which way the White House goes, they look at how critical this U.S. Senate race is here. This, you know, electing Tim Sheehy, the Navy SEAL veteran from here in Montana, will decide whether or not Chuck Schumer continues to run this country into the ground, or whether we get the country moving in the right direction again. Let's see. Let's go to Tom in Bozeman on the phone lines. Tom, what's going on?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Hey, yeah. Happy Freedom Friday to you.
Just like to point out that Catherine Bidegary is a little bit factually challenged. She was speaking to a group up in Kalispell and explaining to them that she never uses her own opinion. She always goes by fact. But if you look at when she was overturned on the mining thing earlier this year, this is what the Supreme Court said. The Supreme Court found Marr County Judge Kathleen Bidegary had incorrectly substituted her judgment instead of deciding whether the Montana DEQ had taken sufficient steps to arrive at a sound judgment. Now, her judgment is another way of saying her opinion. It had nothing to do with fact. And the court in the next thing said the same thing. You know, court should not substitute their own judgment for that of an agency by asking whether that agency's decision was the correct one scientifically, morally, or politically. So what she had told the people up in Kalispell, when she was telling them that she always rules by the fact and never rules by her own opinion, it appears she may be factually challenged on that.
Well, look, it's pretty obvious on who is backing her. She's getting most of her money from California, you know, the left coast. She's supported by the far left, radical abortion activists, the ACLU, transgender activists, and more. Meanwhile, Judge Dan Wilson, her opponent, is a guy who stood up for freedom when we needed it more than ever. He rejected these government shutdowns, trying to force businesses to shut down, and stood up for the Constitution when Democrat Governor Steve Bullock was trying to tell these Flathead County businesses that they should shut down while the big box stores were allowed to stay open. So Judge Dan Wilson has proven that he's somebody who believes in our Constitution and will rule on behalf of our Constitution as well. All right, great to hear from you, Tom. We'll have phone lines open coming up at the 9 o'clock hour of this show. Billings' Last Diet. Now, whether you're in Kalispell or Butte, you know that Billings' Last Diet works. Because if you saw me in Butte recently, I had a couple of you say, wow, Aaron, man, you're staying trim. I remember a few years ago you started putting the pounds on. Yeah, I got back from my last military deployment and suffered from post-deployment celebration disorder. Even though I was working out all the time, man, I was putting on the pounds. Well, thankfully, I found Billings' Last Diet, lost 33 pounds in under 3 months, and I've kept the weight off since then, nearly 6 years later. Here's the deal. You don't have to live in Billings to benefit from their coaching, because Billings' Last Diet has a remote option and it's working well. We got a listener in Bozeman lost 100 pounds using their remote option. They mail the products to you. You have a scale at your house and more. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call right now while we hit the break, 406-294-6751.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get delicious Kroger pasta sauce or pasta for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Tyson boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.